Unit 7, Track 10.
Welcome to the Science Show. Today's show is all about the future of transportation, and with me in the studio is Professor Annie Walker from the University of New Hampshire. Hello, Professor Walker.
Hello, Jim.
Annie, a lot of us catch a bus to go to work, but it takes hours because of the traffic. To solve the problem, some people think we should invent flying cars. Should we?
No, I don't think so, Jim. Believe it or not, the first flying cars do actually exist. But you can't just get in your car and fly away. They need a runway to take off.
So, in your view, we won't see a lot of flying cars in the sky soon?
No. Also, it won't be very safe if everyone is flying around in their own car.
Okay. So what about jetpacks? Scientists haven't created those for us yet, but we might not need to wait much longer.
In my opinion, that won't ever happen, Jim. You see, it takes a lot of energy to lift a person off the ground, and the rockets on your back will be very heavy. I don't think we'll be able to stay in the air for more than a few minutes.
So, we may have them one day just for fun, but they may not be useful for getting to work.
No, you won't take a jetpack to work, I'm afraid.
Well, I think the future sounds quite disappointing, Professor. What's the good news?
The good news is the Hyperloop. It's a completely new kind of transportation, and in my opinion, it will really change our lives.
What is it?
It's similar to the subway in New York, but much, much faster. The trains don't have wheels. Instead, they travel on something that is similar to skis, on a cushion of air. In a Hyperloop, trains can travel more than 1,000 kilometers per hour.
That's amazing. But is this just science fiction?
No, scientists have made a lot of progress. I think we might see Hyperloops between big cities in the next 20 years.
I can't wait. Thanks, Professor Walker.